This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives. All right, time for I was wondering, we still have Eric in the Morning travel mugs. You still get them. Many people wonder about that. They're like, you know, you used my question 2 weeks ago and I haven't received my travel mug. Know this, it'll be months. Because there's nobody here.
Right.
To
and then
mail
once
them out.
People finally get here, the backlog will be, it'll be like trying to get your stimulus check.
Well, that's true.
Your stimulus check and your Eric in the Morning travel mug should arrive about the same time.
High demand for both.
That's our goal.
It'll be a fun mail day, though.
This came to us as an Instagram DM from Mel D, who's working from home again this week. Hey, Eric, I heard you say that you went to Caneland Schools. I wondered if you had my aunt as an elementary school teacher, I think third grade, Mrs. Edwards. She taught there forever and retired maybe 10 years ago. Just wondering, thanks, Cindy in Frankfurt. I don't recall a Mrs. Edwards in elementary school, but the Caneland schools had four different elementary schools that fed into them.
Could be.
So I might have gone to a different elementary school than Miss Edwards teaching.
Right.
Wouldn't that have been crazy if you did have her?
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been crazy. I did run into one of my high school English teachers this weekend at the Jewel.
Really?
You did?
Yeah, yeah. Because I was out that way.
Oh, I was just going to say.
At the Jewel in Elburn.
Is it a he or a she, the English teacher?
A she.
Was she wearing a mask?
She was not wearing a mask.
Oh, because now they're saying at the grocery stores you should wear a mask.
Right.
Yeah.
Although the CDC says you shouldn't.
No, they're saying now you should, but you don't have to.
Yes.
Okay, so which one is it?
Well,
so you should.
They're not going to force you to,
you don't have to.
It's probably a good idea is what they say now. That's why everybody's wearing them now. The governor's wearing them, et cetera.
I totally get it. Then Jen Ashton came out on ABC last night and said I wouldn't do it.
Nah, she doesn't know.
Yeah.
She's behind the curve.
So everybody needs to make their own decisions on that one. All of them in universe, including Dr. Most, who told me it's only protecting you. He goes, I can't make this clear enough. If you have it, you're protecting others. It's not going to protect you.
Right.
Yeah. I think it makes people feel better both
maybe
ways,
that's
though.
It.
Well,
maybe
I like the memes that are like, hey, let's tell everybody you don't need to wear masks and then change our minds.
Well, and the concern is, and this is what I hear from more and more, not necessarily Dr. Most, but a couple of other health professionals I talked about. The concern is if they go on this whole mask thing, that, oh, you're going to be fine, put a mask on,
and
then all of a sudden everybody's going to reestablish human contact close with one another.
That's the problem. It's not supposed to replace the social distancing.
Right, and start hanging out on their patios together. Well, we got masks on.
Yeah, yeah.
So they want to be 100% clear, and I hope that we can continue to be that.
Yeah.
It does not protect you from the virus.
Right.
So they want to be clear about that.
Or probably doesn't.
Right.
This week.
Well, that's what they're saying. I'm
only
going with what
changes.
I've been told, Whip.
Yes.
Not by you. I won't listen to you. I'm going to listen to the three medical professionals
I'm
I spoke
very
with
non-committal
independently.
Very non-committal.
Who encouraged me, who said, you can if you want to. It will not protect you. And our concern is it's going to cause people to start to think they're okay and they're safe and protected. They're going to get together and they're not. And it's going to make it worse.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a mask.
That being said.
So do you remember your third grade teacher?
Yes, my third grade teacher was, I had Miss Seidel for kindergarten. I had Miss Healy for first grade. I had Mrs. Vogel for second grade. I had I had Miss Healy for third grade.
Oh, nice.
Okay, there you go.
Keep dragging all of them. They all come flooding back.
I don't even know how you remember them all.
Mr. Really? Thayer for fourth grade, Mr.
What?
Hartman for fifth.
I remember all my grammar
school. Mr. Shire for sixth.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Just talked to my eighth grade teacher. She Instagram messaged me.
Oh, that's nice.
Miss, I can't remember her name
now. You were in eighth grade like 3 years ago.
Yeah, really had an impact on you. I just talked to her and I can't even remember her name. I'm way too big a star for her now.
Yeah.
Like when this is all said and done, Violetta, first place you're going.
Ooh, I'm probably going to go get a pedicure.
Pedicure.
I cannot wait.
Pedicure. Yep.
Scrub those bad boys down.
You might have noticed my hair.
I was going to mention it, but I didn't know if you wanted me to.
A little bit shorter.
You got a little haircut.
Was that over the weekend or was that last week?
No, that was over the weekend.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I did it myself.
It's not
you
as
did?
Short as you normally get it.
Well,
so
I wasn't really ready to go that route.
Yeah.
You did it yourself?
Yeah. Well, just a couple spots where I'm like, maybe if I just clip this a little bit, it'll be fine.
Really?
Okay.
You just went like just random clipping?
Just very, very little bit, just a little shaping.
I applaud you, except I would be so scared because,
and nobody else would do it. I tried to get like five people to do it. Nobody would do it.
I'd be so scared that when you go one place, then you'd have to go to the other to even it out. Before you know it, you'd be bald.
You do.
That's why you go
very gentle with just the edges. First place you're going when this is over, Whip.
Haircut.
Haircut. Melissa, first place you're going.
Shopping for clothes.
Okay. You run out of clothes, apparently. Hi, Debbie. First place you're going.
I'm going for a pedicure to take care of my ugly feet.
Pedicure for my ugly feet. You and Violetta go together. Bill, you're headed where?
My favorite bar.
Your favorite bar. Me too. I'm thinking that might be my first stop, too. You're headed where? Hi there, Carol.
I'm going to get a little emotional here, Eric, because today my twins turned 21, and we had a whole game plan set, and of course that's junk now, so the minute the casino opens, we are going to spend and win some money.
That's right. I'm going to teach my twins the fine art of gambling. Nice. Gambling legally.
Go have fun.
All right. At number three, Kevin, first place you're going.
Oh, I'm going to the Goodwill. I got to go pick and buy some stuff to resell on eBay, man.
There you are.
By the way, I think I thought that Goodwill was still taking donations.
They're not.
Because there is a mountain of stuff outside the Goodwill.
There was a huge story last week.
Mountain.
A huge story last week where Goodwill said, please, please, please don't.
Right.
Number two, Desiree.
Hi, Mexico. We were supposed to leave today, and we couldn't go because of all of this.
A Mexico for your first spot when this is all said and done. And finally in at number one when it finally concludes. Tony, the first place you're going?
Anywhere my wife isn't.
Tony! Oh, my gosh. You're so funny.
Yeah. Wherever that
is. Do that. You know, she made me do something I told her I was going to do like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
She finally made me do it.
Wow.
Yeah, well, everybody keeps saying they're bored. There's plenty to do.
It seems like so much cooler with that 8 year buildup, too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Thank you.
Time for a Whip's 30 second Tiger King review. Whip's been doing it all last week. We finally talked him into watching the show on Netflix. Then it was revealed this morning by Jeff Lowe there might be one more episode. And now, you all right? Violetta just rushed out of here.
I don't know.
You getting a phone call about a delivery?
No. I was going to go record it for our social media, but I'll
You can do it through the glass there. Just do it through the glass.
Okay.
You know, we're doing a show here.
I know, but I thought because Mel D used to record the Bachelor reviews.
That's true. That was before the social distancing. No one's coming in my bubble. So go right.
I
just go right through
the
glass.
My bad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're right in the middle of a topic, and people just get up and walk out.
I know. But you know what? I didn't think it was that distracting. You were so in the
zone. Her heart was in the right place.
It's fine. My bad. I apologize. What do you want?
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's like when you get up and like, I'd like to introduce our speaker for the evening, Mr. Ferguson. And you get me, you see people leave the tables and walk out.
It's an emergency.
I know.
Like,
I'm sorry.
It sends a bad message.
You're right. You're right. I apologize.
I thought maybe something was going on there.
No, that's right. No one needs to see me do this either. I mean, the key is hearing it.
Let's move forward.
Yeah.
Whip, it's time for your 30-second Tiger King review. What happens is we play the jingle. At the end of the jingle, you get 30 seconds and 30 seconds only of jungle music. When you hear the tiger roar, your 30 seconds is up and that's it. That's all we need to hear about for episode number 5. So you'll do episode number 5 this hour, episode number 6 next hour, episode number 7 after 8, and we're home free.
Okay, yeah. Man, I'm telling you, this was tough to... I had to make a lot of unfortunate cuts here, but that's what it is.
All right, are you about ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Melissa, you ready?
I am ready.
Violetta, do you need to leave and go down to the parking garage and move your car to a different spot?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
All right, here we go. It's time for the first installment of what we call...
Big cats in the zoo.
Right.
Joe Exotica, big cuckoo. From here to Timbuktu. Whip's Tiger King review.
And go.
Wait, Joe ran for president? John Oliver made fun of him. He thought it made him a celebrity. Then he ran for governor, hired a Walmart manager as his campaign manager, even took part in debates. Joe says the staff tried to get a tiger to kill me by putting cologne on my shoes. One of Joe's husbands left him for a woman. The other one, Travis, a drug addict who's not actually gay, then he shot himself. Jeff Lowe started a Vegas party bus. People get tigers and lions from casino to casino. Says that was a big effing mistake. Joe found a new husband right away named Dylan. At the end, Joe lost the election. We find out now at the end he's under federal investigation.
Wow, character voices and everything.
Big cats in the zoo.
There you go.
Joe Exotica, big cuckoo. From here to Timbuktu, Whip's Tiger King review.
There's episode number 5. Stick around. All right, 312-233-1019. This happened to me yesterday. I was blown away. I'm like, how did I not know this? It never even occurred to me. You know, so I was going through my own, give myself a haircut.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I did it to myself.
That's crazy.
I couldn't get anybody else to do it. Everybody asked, like, no.
Well, you just put too much pressure, you know, on people.
And then I learned this. So we got a couple of stylists waiting on.
Oh, great.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi, you're a hairstylist?
Yes, I am.
All right. Do you work at, like, a big salon or just a small privately owned one?
Small privately owned one.
Okay. Have you ever worked at a big one?
Yes, okay. Many, many years ago.
All right, because that's, I think this might be the case more at big ones than smaller ones, and maybe you can tell me about this. So yesterday, Karen, I'm getting ready to get my hair cut, and the woman who normally cuts my hair, I don't, like, have any way to contact her, right? So I was going to try to do it myself, and then I thought, well, maybe I can get an appointment for when this ends, and I can send her a message and go, the day it ends, can I have an appointment?
Yeah, right. Book it now.
But I don't have her number, right?
Okay.
So I go on to Google like a creep, right? And I Google the salon or the whatever it's called and her name just to see what would pop up.
Yeah.
And immediately her Instagram pops right up.
Oh, okay.
So I click on Instagram, and there she is with all the different haircuts she's doing. There she is. With the name that I know and her real name underneath it. A completely different name.
What?
Completely different name.
No.
Like an alias?
Like if Violetta was my haircut person, I would Google, like, you know, Joe's haircut Violetta, and her Instagram pops up and her name is Stephanie.
Right. No.
That's just my stage name.
So then I send it to somebody I know who cuts hair, and she's like, oh, yeah, I was Jasmine at my last salon.
What?
They're all using fake names. Is this true, Karen?
What?
Yes. I don't know. Can I say the name of the salon?
Sure, yeah. Go ahead. That's fine.
Okay. Well, Mario Tricocci does that.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard that, yeah, they're all under, like, stage names.
Why?
Whether or not they're performers or it's just easier to book things.
Creepy guys.
I think it's just easier to book when they know the names of the people that they want to work that day.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
And I found out from one, she's like, well, this is my name, but there was already somebody there with that name, so I had to go with another name.
That's like radio.
Right. I thought the only people that use fake names were strippers, radio people, and now it turns out people who cut hair.
Wow.
Ooh, I swear, I've never heard that. I did not know that at all.
And my friend told me, correct me if I'm wrong, Karen, this is pretty standard?
Well, I mean, like, I work in a small salon, so obviously we are who we are, but I had heard that Mario does that because he wants to set kind of like an ambiance to the, to the salon. And make it
but we don't want a Violetta to work here. We want a Stephanie to work here.
That might be the case.
Who gets to pick the name?
I think they probably get to pick their own.
I hope.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi. Is this common knowledge that the person who's cutting your hair, who you've known all these years as Tom, might actually be Joe?
Yes, that's true.
Wow. I had no idea. So you guys are as caught off guard as I was.
Oh, totally.
Absolutely. I've never heard this before.
And I guess that, like, at Sports Clips, this happens all the time.
Well, I believe that. And I like Sports Clips, for example, they've told me about some creepy guys who come in there and like to do weird stuff. So I could see if they'd want to hide.
That's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
That was gross and weird.
But Dong over at Great Clips, I hope her real name is Dong.
Yeah,
otherwise,
that's who cuts your hair.
Dong.
Her name is Dong.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I want to believe it's really Dong.
Kelly, did you ever go by a fake haircutter name?
Well, I go by my first name and then my middle name because there's another Kelly at the salon.
So that's what it is. If there's already somebody there, you got to definitely do a name switch. Because then when people call and go, oh, I'd like to get a cut from Kelly, they're like, well, Kelly A, B, or C, right?
Right.
I got you.
I got highlights done by Fabio once, and now I'm wondering.
Oh,
is
no
his
way
name
that's
Fabio?
Real. Yeah, no way.
His name's Larry.
Totally.
Sure. I was blown away. I had no idea.
I had no idea. I've never heard that. You have shocked me.
Now you've got to find out if the person cutting your hair, is that really their true name? It's time for Whip's 30-Second Tiger King Review, installment number 2. This will be episode 6. If you missed it last week, we finally convinced Whip to watch Tiger King, the number one stream show on Netflix. It's become the sensation of the pandemic.
Yeah.
The whole world has gone Tiger King crazy and lost their minds. And each and every episode, Whip condenses that 60 minutes down into 30 seconds and 30 seconds only, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Much like his Bachelor and Bachelorette reviews. And then earlier this morning, it was revealed that Jeff Lowe, the creepy guy who tried to come in and save one of the zoos,
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sure he did.
It says there will be another episode coming. It'll be Tiger King after the final rose.
Yeah, and if you want to hear him actually saying that, we could play that for you in the 8 o'clock news.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
No, you can play it.
Right,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Right. Stick around for 12 minutes anyway.
You know how it works. The jingle plays. At the conclusion of the jingle, you get the jungle drums. The jungle drums goes 30 seconds and 30 seconds only. When you hear the tiger roar at the end of the jungle drums, you're done and that's it. We're out.
Yes.
All right. This is episode number 6.
That's right.
Here we go. 30 seconds and 30 seconds only. Whips Tiger King.
Big cats in the zoo.
Right.
Joe Exotica, big cuckoo. From here to Timbuktu, Rips Tiger King reviewed
and go.
Jeff says Joe used funds from the park for his campaign, so he kicked him off the property. He burned all kinds of records, moved lots of valuable animals before he left. Also, he tried to hire Glover, the handyman, to kill Carol Baskin. So Jeff orders Carol information on Joe. She calls the FBI. James Garrison signs up to be an informant for the feds. Joe says he's into illegal stuff and is trying to save himself. But Glover never made it to Florida to kill Carol, so he tried to hire another guy who turned out to be an undercover agent. Jeff Lowe told them Joe had paid Glover $3,000. Joe got arrested in Florida. Even though he said he was in Belize, he says from jail that he was framed. Jeff and Jeff try to kill the new zoo.
We got it.
Wow,
we got it.
That's a lot of action. Yeah.
Big cats in the zoo.
Okay.
Joe Exotica, big cuckoo.
Uh-huh.
From here to Timbuktu, Rips Tiger King review.
The final episode, episode number 7. Kesha has written a song about her idol. I gave you a clue. It's a big name actor who's a little bit weird. Who would that be? Kesha's writing songs about Katie.
Is it Russell Brand?
Russell Brand would be a great guess. Mm. Not him. He is weird.
Huh. Okay.
He is weird.
Big name actor.
Nope. Kesha's idol that she's writing songs about now, Kim, is?
Nicolas Cage.
Exactly right. Nicolas Cage.
She loves the guy. They're like twins. That's like the guy version of her.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage is the guy version of Kesha. You've never seen the two of them alone in a room together. Well done. How's your morning going, Kim?
It's going great. Yeah. How was yours?
Well, you know, it's one of those. Yeah. Remember back in January, they say when Kesha got to meet her idol, Nicolas Cage, at a screening at one of his movies, she posted a video of their encounter and wrote, "Meet your idols. Sometimes they're the S." Well, now the stars inspired Kesha to compose a new song, if you can call it that. The song posted on Kesha's socials features the singer incorporating titles and references to all the different Nicolas Cage movies.
Mm. Oh, that's
working
different.
Them through. Yeah. And you know what? Nicolas Cage ties in with a lot we've been talking about today, if you think about it. First of all, we were mentioning that I was blown away over the weekend when I found out that the woman who cuts my hair, that's not even her real name.
Right. Who knew?
It's not even a real name. And I guess hairstylists all go by fake stage names. Like
know.
A Broadway show. Like, so it's strippers, DJs, and hairstylists all go by fake names.
I know. I don't think any of us had ever heard that before.
Just like Nicolas Cage when he was trying to come up with a name.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff, I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
Day one, deep conversations. I saw this and I thought this was good now that we're more than 2 weeks into the stay-at-home order. 30 questions to ask your partner to spark deep conversations. So what I thought is, every day this week at 8:40... I'll throw out 3 potential questions of the 30. We'll pick one. We'll ask you folks to give the best answer. You win a prize.
Sweet.
All right.
More prizes.
The question that was selected by Violetta is, what's your favorite thing about our relationship? So your relationship with your significant other that you're self-quarantined with, you're stay-at-home with. What's the one thing that's your favorite thing about your relationship to that person? Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
And Violetta, you'll end up having to pick the winner after seeking guidance from Melissa and Whip.
Okay, perfect.
Desiree.
Hello?
Your favorite thing about your relationship?
That even though we might be isolated together, we have still separate things that we do that we like to do, even if it's in the house or in the garage.
Okay.
So while together, you're able to be separate.
Yep. Absolutely. Otherwise, I'd probably kill him.
Ah, and that's what we're all looking for.
You're a lot of that going on.
Trying to avoid as many homicides as we can.
Seriously.
What's your favorite thing about your relationship, Vanessa?
It is actually just his body. He's super
his
ripped.
Body.
And I don't like him that much other than that.
I don't like him much, but I do love his body.
His body.
I don't like him much, but I do love his body. That's interesting because maybe this is the guy in her life calling. Joe, what's your favorite thing about your relationship with her?
Her boobs.
Her boobs. Okay.
Are they really nice?
All right. Body and boobs so far.
Okay.
The favorite thing that you have about your relationship. Deep conversation, Lori.
We both love fishing.
You both love fishing. Okay.
Oh. See, that's normally something you fake to like.
Vanessa, the favorite thing about... I'm sorry, Dorothy, the favorite thing about your relationship.
Our morning coffee together.
Morning coffee each and every day.
Cute.
Every day.
Even during these quarantine times, you two look forward to sitting down and having coffee together.
That sounds so
cozy. We do. We sit down. We have coffee. We talk. We set out to our days. And then it just makes it all better, I guess.
Aww,
just like that.
That is so cozy and warm.
All right. Wonderful. Hi, Lisa. The favorite thing about your relationship?
Right now, it's his foosball skills.
His foosball skills.
Yeah. We have a nightly quarantine contest against the kids, and I'm terrible, and he's really good at foosball.
Really? And it is nothing but a nightly ass-kicking of the kids at foosball.
Well, they kick our ass, but yeah.
Oh, wow. Sending a message from the foosball table. All right, hold on. Everybody hang on. Somebody's getting prizes. Maria, your favorite thing about your relationship?
My husband, Sam, works in a grocery store, and he's been working 12, 13 hours, but yet when he comes home, he's exhausted, but he still has a great sense of humor.
Grocery store worker coming home with a great sense of humor. That can't be easy to do.
Right.
And finally, Ryan, the greatest thing about your relationship?
I'm 22 years old, and we've been dating since eighth grade. This year's our 10-year anniversary, and it's weird how natural life feels. I don't think of it as this is my girlfriend. I think of it just as like that part of life. And it's a great way to live when you don't have to worry about it.
She's a permanent piece of your life. Not even your girlfriend. She's an extension of you.
Wow. What a mature thought.
See how deep that got? It's a deep conversation.
Yeah. Very, very deep.
What kind of advice would you give for the winner to Violetta Whip?
Which one am I picking, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the morning coffee.
Morning coffee.
Yeah,
okay.
Like
the morning coffee you have given, Melissa.
That one was really sweet, but since you picked it, I'm going to go with, I don't really like him, but I like his body.
I thought you might. Violetta, though, you get to pick today's winner for Deep Conversation Day 1, what they like most about the relationship.
Well, I got to go probably with the deepest conversation, which is boobs.
Boobs, it is.
Go boobs!
Look at how disappointed Wimp is. I thought we were going to solve something around here today.
Actually, I'm sorry I let that one slip by me.
That's usually your call.
I would have thought, Joe, that would win your way through to a prize.
Gotta love it. Gotta love the boobs.
Maybe deep conversations won't get too deep this week. Three people that are willing to answer this question for us here in just a moment. If you're that person and you're willing to answer a question, here's what we need. Here are the qualifications to fit the 9 a.m. question that I have. You are working from home each and every day and have been for the past week or two, okay?
All right.
You're working from home and have been for the past week or two. I just have a question for you, okay? 312-233-1019. Do you think we can get three volunteers just to answer the question?
Oh my gosh.
I will tell you this. It's going to be a very easy question. And you're not going to feel bad, and it's not even going to be personal. It's just more of a function of what that's like in the morning for you as you're getting going.
All right.
Because I have an idea that I'm going to try that based on the response we get from these questions, I guarantee you this much. I will guarantee you Melissa will erupt.
Really? I'm going to erupt over it?
You will erupt.
Seriously?
With
okay.
excitement.
Oh, okay.
And happiness.
Oh, well, okay, well, bring it on.
This might be, in fact, what's about to happen. If this goes okay, what's about to happen might be the highlight of your career here.
Come on,
wow.
Eric. That can't be.
Yep, it might.
Pretty big.
It might. Based on something that has occurred to me just in the past 30 minutes that I thought about I thought about maybe trying just to see what happens.
He's so dramatic.
No, I'm telling you. You think I'm dramatic, and watch what happens. When I reveal it, Melissa, you will go, this is the greatest moment since I've joined the show.
Okay, okay.
Okay, yeah. I'm excited.
All right. We'll get to that here in just a second.
Oh, love it.
Oh, hang on. We're actually getting calls here.
Oh, wow.
Can I hold off on Whip's 9 a.m. news here just for a second to answer these questions? From some great people that are volunteering to participate. Here we go. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
You're working from home?
Yes, I am.
Have been for a couple of weeks?
Yes, I have been for a while.
Okay, that's fine. All right, let me ask you this. Under normal circumstances, pre-pandemic, okay?
Okay.
What time did you have to get up for work?
Since I've been working at home, I get up
pre-pandemic, like when life was normal and you had to get up and go to work, what time would you get up?
About 6:15.
Okay, now that you are working from home, what time do you get up?
The same time.
6:15. 6:15. Yeah. And is that by design, or you just your body just wakes up and that's how it is?
Oh, no. That's just the hours I like to work.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you haven't changed at all. All right, fair enough.
Hi,
Tara.
Hi.
Same question. Pre-pandemic, before you started working at home, what time would you have to get up to get ready for work, to drive in, to get the train, whatever it might have been?
Yeah, I would say between 5:30 and 6.
Okay, and now that you're working from home, what time do you get up?
You know, my hours vary, but it's about 15 to 20 minutes prior to the start of my shift. I roll out of bed and... that's it.
So, for example,
no getting ready. There's no, yeah.
Like today, what time did you get up?
Well, today I actually got up at 8:15. I got up a little earlier. I'm starting in about a half hour.
A little earlier.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So, normally 5:30 to 6.
Right.
8:15 now that you're working from home. All right. Got it. Hi, Marty.
Hello.
Prior to the pandemic, when you had to get up and go to work at a place, get in your car or ride public transportation or whatever it might have been, what time did you get up?
7:15.
Mm-hmm. Now that you are working from home, what time do you get up?
About 7:40.
7:40. Okay, so about a half hour, 25 minutes later.
It's pretty normal for people, I think.
I was anticipating that people were getting up later because you don't have to shower.
Right.
You don't have to get dressed. You don't have to get in a car. You don't have to sit in traffic. You don't have to ride a train.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that big of dramatic of a difference, really.
Oh, my God.
Netflix sensation Tiger King. We had to force Whip to watch it. Forced him.
Yep.
I binge-watched all 7 episodes last week, and not this most recent, but the previous one. I came in here. I'm like, duh, you got to watch this. And Whip's like, I don't know. So we said, all right, how about one episode a day? Just give us one, and then each day, the following day, just a 30-second review like you do with The Bachelorette.
Yeah, it works.
So I watched them all, and then over the weekend, it was the final 3. So in the 6 a.m. hour, we heard about Tiger King Episode 5. In the 7 a.m. hour, we heard about Tiger King Episode 6. If you missed any of those, get them on the Eric in the Morning podcast. That's brought to you by ComEd. Safety's ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives. Now it's come down to episode 7, which we thought was the last one, till creepy Jeff Lowe earlier this morning said they're still going to do Tiger King after the final rose.
Yes.
It's going to be hosted by Chris Harrison.
That's right, because he's in everything.
And all these weirdos are going to get together and talk about Tiger King stuff. So, but before that, though, we've got 30 seconds and 30 seconds only for you to smash down the final episode number 7. Are you confident?
I'm ready. I don't know about confident, but I'm ready.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Did it leave you satisfied at its conclusion?
No, I guess satisfied isn't the word, because there's a lot of people whose stories are sort of yet to be told.
That
right?
being said, the window of opportunity has been presented. Many people think Tiger King Round 2 is coming. Do you believe that?
I do believe that. I think there are so many characters in this thing, you could do like a whole series on a ton of different people here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the jingle. At the conclusion of the jingle, you'll hear the jungle drums. When you hear the jungle drums, you're off to the races with 30 seconds and 30 seconds only. The tiger roar will signal the conclusion of the 30 seconds, and that's it. We're home free.
Yes.
You ready?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it. Installment number 7. It's all come down to this.
Big cats in the zoo.
Right.
Joe Exotica, big cuckoo.
From here to Timbuktu, Rips Tiger King review.
And go.
Joe's now facing murder for hire and 18 wildlife charges. Could face 80 years in prison. He pleads not guilty, but he's convicted guilty on all 19 counts. He's sentenced to 22 years. Joe says Alan Glover lied on the stand, didn't get charged with perjury. Jeff Lowe set me up, told me to give him $3,000 to Alan Glover. He should be charged too. Yeah. Jeff Lowe's wife is going to have a baby. He gets to pick the nanny. All the choices look like strippers, but he might go to prison soon too. The feds say it's far from over. Joe's ratting out the other guys to PETA, including Doc Animal, who kills and abuses his animals. One of Joe's ex-husbands got the head of a bull tattooed over his Joe Exotic tattoo on his groin.
On his groin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
See what happens when you have a pandemic? See what happens? You see what it comes to? This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives.